Fellowship Church. Let's Talk Ministry, reading out of 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and for all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and is pleasing in the sight of our God and Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there's one God, there's one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is a testimony given at the proper time. For this is appointed a preacher, an apostle. I'm telling you the truth, I'm not lying. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I realize that a lot has happened over the weekend, and so I was with the prayer group on Wednesday, and I didn't actually read this verse, but it's a verse that I've been thinking about as we enter into new days, different times. And so I was asking myself this question: What should I be praying for Highlands County? What should I be praying for America? And I was reminded of what Paul told Timothy, that we are called to pray for all people, for kings, for those in high positions. And so I hope that you're doing that in the days that are in front of us, that you're pausing and you're praying for those people, asking God to open their hearts, guide their hearts, praying that God would do something in leadership in Highlands County, in your own home, and in America, that people would want to be shepherded and the truth of God's word would be something that would be sought after. As you're praying, I also encourage you, as you are reminded by Paul's words, that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives in godly, peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior. And so as things are changing in culture, Paul's reminded Timothy that, hey, it's one thing to say you're a Christian, I love Jesus, another thing to be demonstrated in our lifestyle, peaceful, quiet, godly, dignified in every way. And knowing that maybe it might not be accepted by the people around us or be noted by our American culture, but God is watching and God will be pleased in all that. What I think is also important for us as we're processing day to day, God's desire is that all people are saved. And sometimes that's hard for me to think about, and sometimes that's exciting for me. I get excited about thinking about those things. But I'm reminded of the scriptures today that all people need salvation. God wants all people to have a Father, a Savior, a King, have mercy and forgiveness and grace and love and hope. And so that is only found, though, in one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. So as you and I are living our lives today, it's an opportunity for us to be reminded, as we're going to be involved with people, talk to people, that salvation is found in one name, and that name is Jesus. He came, he gave his life as a ransom for all. And so now individuals are going to have to make a choice. Am I going to accept that or reject that? And so as you pray today, as you're involved with people today, you hear a lot of different things. But we know that, as Paul writes to Timothy, that salvation is found in the name of Jesus. And so don't put hope in any other person than Jesus as you walk and live and serve today. So why don't you pray with me? Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be involved in a Let's Talk ministry. I thank you for the words that you gave to Timothy. And so now we have opportunity to think about those and process those. And so may we do it for your glory. May our desire be to please you. May our desire to be to walk in what the things that are important to you. And so we know that you want people to know you. We know that salvation is only found in one name, and that name is Jesus. So we want to be gracious about that. We're not going to be, you know, beating people over the head with the Bible, but we don't want to back away from that. So help us not to. Help us to walk in truth. But also, our truth is not just a what we're against. It's demonstrated with a quiet and a godly and dignified in every way lifestyle that sets us apart from the things that are going on in this world. So thank you, Father, for this. Help us. We love you, and it's your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining our Let's Talk Ministry.